This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
And this is Matthew Tombers and
Ellen Thurston, and we're here.
The Thursday afternoon show.
It is. It's still Thursday, right?
It is.
And we're here with Susan Simon, who's our food journalist, cookbook author, caterer.
Not caterer anymore. I would just say journalist.
Former journalist. That covers the ground.
Yeah, that sort of writes about... But I write about food and I write about travel, too. I just had a very interesting assignment. I did an article for Condé Nast Traveler, China. China. So I went all...
Send
I sent my article
China?
In. And they asked me to write an article. It's all now being translated into Chinese. I can't wait to see it. They said they'd send me the PDF when it's... You know, read it. It's going to come out in December. It's on Marrakesh, and I had written a book about Marrakesh 9 years ago, and I guess they found the book, you know, by doing their research. So they contacted me and asked me if I'd. So it's
how
very
exciting.
Strange. It's strange how the world works. So I do write about food a lot, and I was in the food business for many years. But I also write about lifestyle and travel.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to test I was going to say food knowledge, but it's more to do with films, with movies. Mm. It's called the Great Movie Food Quote Quiz. Are the two of you willing and, I mean, I know you're able. Are you willing to go through this movie quiz? What it is, first of all, I found it in the Columbia Film Club's catalog for the 18th Film Columbia Film Festival, mm-hmm. taking place the 22nd through the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back cover is this food quiz where I will read a quote from a movie, what some actor says, and then you will tell me which movie it came from.
Oh, my.
I have a feeling that math. I mean, I wrote down a whole list of movies that I love that center around food, but
we'll talk about that also.
I don't know if I remember the quotes, but we'll see. I'm willing.
Talk about that.
I'm willing, but I could be very dumb at this.
Okay, I wish I could do accents, but I'm not good at that. So it'll just be me. All right, here we go. Dinner was always a very big thing. We had a pasta course and then a meat or a fish. Polly did the prep work. He was doing a year for contempt, and he had a system for doing the garlic. He used a razor, and he sliced it so thin it used to liquefy in the oil. Vinny was in charge of the tomato sauce. I felt he put in too many onions, but it was a good sauce anyway. Okay, folks, what movie is that from?
I saw Susan's eyes light up.
Oh, it's Goodfellas. That's a famous scene. We remember that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's the prison. Mm. It takes place. It's a scene in prison.
Yeah,
while he's
it
making
is. He's in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hit us with the next one.
Okay. Now, just hold on a sec because I have to get this. All right. Now we're going to number two. Okay. My great Aunt Jennifer ate a whole box of candy every day of her life. She lived to be 102, and when she had been dead 3 days, she looked better than you do now.
That's wonderful, but I'm completely stumped as to what that is. Susan, you have an idea?
My great Aunt Jennifer, I don't know. It's,
Okay, here you go.
Can we get a hint?
Monty Woolley.
So this is this like we're going back to the 30s or the 40s?
This was a film made in 1942.
Okay.
Monty Woolley. Da, 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 da. I'm trying to think of a movie Monty Woolley was in that I can remember.
I know, 1942.
The Gentleman Who Came to Dinner.
Very close. The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Well, set. You were there.
That's it.
But I get that one.
I guess you get that one for sure.
Well,
they give it to me on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number three. Nico, don't play with the food. When I was your age, I didn't have food.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh.
A film made in 2000, the year 2000.
Nico, don't play with the food.
Food? Because when I was your age, we didn't have food. Nico, it sounds like either Italian or Greek. Family having a, an argument about something.
2000, family Greek. You raised your eyebrows when
so,
you said Greek.
Listeners, I just want to tell you, you can.
Can you tell me who's
call
in it?
If you'd like. No, I can't. You know, I haven't seen most of these films myself. So
and there, are these films
no
about
help.
Food? Or are they
Starlight
just,
Diner?
No, the quote is about food.
Oh, the quote is about food.
The Great Movie Food Quote Quiz, it's called.
Oh, so it was. I wonder if it was one of those Barry Levinson movies, like Diner or something.
No, it wasn't Diner.
It wasn't Avalon. No.
Could have been
well,
Avalon.
I will say that, Matt, you're probably right about it being some kind of family affair where somebody is, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's mother is telling them, don't play with
it's
your
not,
food.
It's not Woody Allen trying to, like, do this Jewish guilt on their kid.
I don't believe so.
I'm stumped.
Okay. Me too. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh,
of course.
So you were right. You were right about it being Greek. That's for sure. Okay. As I said, I haven't seen most of these movies.
I would have gotten if you told me one of the actors.
I didn't know. I don't know who the actors were. Okay, number four. You would think that in a fancy restaurant at these prices, they could keep the snails off the food. Now, take those away and bring me those melted cheese sandwich appetizers you talked me out of.
Well, it has something to do with somebody who doesn't like escargot.
This film was made in 1979,
The Godfather.
No, not this.
Much
that,
later.
And this is like, no. I don't know.
I would say it's got to be a comedy, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. I can't think what character would be asking for buttered
melted cheese sandwiches
instead
of escargot. I mean, it's.
Listeners, do call in if you know the answer to any of these.
Yeah,
oh, that would be perfect.
Okay, it is The Jerk.
A movie I have never seen,
me
so therefore.
Either. Me either.
Is that Jerry Lewis? No, it's
I don't
Jim Carrey?
Think so.
Who is it? The Jerk?
I have no idea.
These are not
Sorry.
Food movies.
Okay, here we go. This is more modern film made in 1993. Okay, number five. What's tiramisu? Some woman is going to ask me to do it to her, and I'm not going to be able to know what it is. Tiramisu.
Oh. Who said that in 1993?
Do you have an actor?
No.
Do you have the actor there and you're just not telling me?
I don't. I'm trying to think. I believe I saw this film.
That's all you can say? There's can you give us location? Can you give us some hints?
Well, there is the name of a town or city in the title. I will say that.
Huh.
Okay, you give up,
kids? A Trip to Bountiful, no. The name of it. City
yes,
hurt.
I do.
Do you give up?
I give up.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Huh?
1993.
Huh? We're just failing. It's just that famous
yes.
scene from...
Harry Met Sally...
No, the first
the
one that was easy, the one from Goodfellas.
Yeah. Yeah, these are a little more
obscure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we get tired of this, we can stop. But since
gotta get some more.
I know.
What?
Gotta get some.
Yeah.
Okay. Miles, this is quoting a character named Miles Monroe and Dr. Aragon. Miles Monroe says, "Where am I anyhow? I mean, what happened to everybody? Where are all my friends?" Dr. Aragon says, "You must understand that everyone you knew in the past has been dead nearly 200 years. Miles Monroe says, "But they all ate organic rice."
This is a Woody Allen film, and it is the future one where they've got the orgasmatron thingy, and he just goes over the top, and I can't... Bananas?
Nope.
No.
It's one word. You're right in that.
Yeah.
Made in 1973.
I know the film.
It's
I can see
Sleepers.
Him. Yes. Yes.
Sleepers.
Sleeper. Yay! Yes. You're two for, I don't know how many. Okay, this one you're going to get.
You gave me the hint.
I know you're going to get this one. "Now, all you have to do is hold the chicken, bring me the toast.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a check for the chicken salad sandwich, and you haven't broken any rules."
You know what?
I can see it.
Five Easy Pieces.
Right. I was going to say I could see it, but I could not think of the title. It would have come to me eventually, I'm sure. Okay. Here we go. Made in 1969. Wow. I didn't think it was that old. Anyway. "I'd like the chef salad with the dressing on the side and the apple pie a la mode, but I'd like the pie heated and I don't want the ice cream on top. I'd like it to be on the side and I want strawberry instead of vanilla if you have it. If not, then no ice cream, just whipped cream, but only if it's real. If it's out of the can, then nothing."
I've heard this, but I can't place it. You know it?
It's When Harry Met Sally.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Hmm. Oh.
And that's Sally talking.
Yeah.
In her typical neurotic way.
Right.
Meg Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not
But that was not 1969. That was 1989.
Oh, well, this is very small type.
Yeah, I know. I have trouble
with
it.
You're right. It is 1989. Sorry. Okay. Well, we're speeding along now. Okay. "I don't understand any of them, and I don't want to know. Let them grow up and leave. It's like cooking. Your appetite's gone when the dish is done." They're obviously talking about their kids. Or, "I don't understand any of them, and I don't want to know. Let them grow up and leave."
What year was the movie?
Nineteen. 1995.
Meet the Fokers?
No.
It's not Cheaper by the Dozen remake, is it?
No.
No. Father of the Bride?
No. Okay. Eat, Drink, Man, Woman.
Oh. It's Japanese.
Who made that film?
It's a Japanese movie.
Japanese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, my Japanese accent was not good. So
translation was bad.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
Right. Okay. Okay. I hope I don't get mixed up here. This type is so small. Okay, number 10.
Call 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate. Help us move the needle and get over $10,000 today during our watch. Ellen Thurston, Matthew Tombers, doing the Thursday version of the afternoon show.
There you go.
Okay, number 10. One word seems to be blanked out. I know something. I know blank food when I hear it. It's all them eeny food. Zucchini. and linguine and fettuccine. I want some American food, damn it. I want French fries.
Woody Allen, I think, but which one?
I don't know. Any guesses? Maybe it's, I know Italy food when I hear it. It's all them eeny words.
I know Italian food when I hear it. It's all those eeny words. Linguine, zucchini.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's Woody Allen.
It's Breaking Away.
Oh.
Who made that film? Not Woody Allen?
No. I don't think so.
Here's a good one. Okay, here we go. Do you have anything here besides Mexican food? He's obviously in a Mexican Mexican
restaurant.
Restaurant. Mm.
Do you have anything here besides Mexican food? That's the quote?
Yep.
These are so obscure. They're so.
Yeah, this is like, couldn't it be?
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to rip my Producers Guild card right out of my hot little hands.
Is there anything here besides Mexican food? Ma.
The Three Amigos.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I should have known that. My friend was the cinematographer.
Oh.
So I really should have seen it.
I didn't think I saw it.
Known it. Yeah. But that's... I barely remember that.
Oh, maybe you'll remember this one. Lloyd says, "Excuse me, Flo, but what's the soup du jour?" The waitress says, "It's the soup of the day." Lloyd says, "That sounds good. I'll have that."
Is that Alice's restaurant?
Nope.
Okay, I'm a failure.
It's embarrassing.
Dumb and Dumber.
A film I have not seen.
A film I would never see.
Nor did I see Dumb and Dumber 2.
Hmm. I think a lot of these films are films that you would not have seen.
It's strange to have them in this particular catalog for this particular film festival.
Okay, number 13. Mustard's no good without roast beef.
Susan and I are bonding in our lack of knowledge of this. Mustard is no good without roast beef.
Made in 1931.
Something that Clark Gable may have said?
I don't think it was
William
Clark
Powell.
Gable. No.
Who's the guy who sings us out here, that song?
He sings. Jimmy Cagney movie?
That isn't Jimmy Cagney who sings.
He did Yankee Doodle Dandy.
It's Hello, I Must Be Going.
Bob Hope? No.
No.
Groucho Marx.
Yes. Okay, so it is Mustard's No Good Without Roast Beef.
So is it like,
A Day at the Races.
A Day at the Races, Night at the Opera, Chicken Soup, or something like that.
Monkey Business.
Monkey Business. We named every Marx Brothers picture except the right one.
Oh, gosh. These are just, I haven't even seen most of these movies.
I know.
I answered the ones of the movies that I saw.
I know about two of the answers. You're doing better than I did. Okay. This is a good one. Sometimes the spaghetti likes to be alone.
Oh.
This was a great movie.
What year?
1996.
Sometimes the spaghetti. So it's not one. I mean, I've written down all these wonderful.
Those
are like movies that are about food.
Yeah, that have food in them.
Yeah.
That are very memorable food scenes. I mean, that are about food.
This is a memorable story.
The spaghetti
about a
likes
restaurant.
To be alone. It was memorable.
It's about a restaurant. Primarily. I would say. Do you give up?
Is it mostly Martha?
No.
Sometimes the spaghetti likes to be alone. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a line that was given deadpan and that would have gotten a big laugh, but I haven't a clue as to who would have said it. So what? Okay. What's the movie?
Big Night.
Oh, Big Night. Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Sometimes spaghetti likes to be alone because he was always upset that people wanted spaghetti on their plate with their veal cut, you know,
yeah.
Italian restaurant
right.
style.
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes, of course. Yes, now, of course, it makes sense.
Okay. Oh, this one you might know. French people eat French food every single day. I can't get over it.
What year?
The year 2009.
French, it's a Woody Allen film. No? Okay. Sounds like a Woody Allen line.
French people like to eat French food every day. I can't get over it. Hmm.
Susan? You think, I'm going to say 518-697-7400 or wgxe.org/donate or mail a check to WGXE care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York 12405.
And if you make a pledge during this show, your gift will be doubled.
Yes. Because we have a matching gift from an anonymous donor here in Hudson.
Can you give us any hint about that? Where's the restaurant? In what city?
It's not a restaurant.
Oh, it's about a restaurant.
Let me just see where I am here. Number 15. No, I didn't say that. I don't think so. I would say it's a chef speaking or a student chef. French people eat French food every single day. I can't get over it. It's a movie called Julie and Julia.
Which I love, but I don't remember that line.
I don't either. I think it probably ended up on the cutting room floor. Where maybe many of these lines did, and they just got picked up by somebody. Okay. I have no idea what this is either. We're getting close to the end. We'll put you out of your misery soon. Okay. So this film is made in 1934. Your wife, she is safe with Tonetti. He prefers spaghetti. We're all shaking our heads.
Yes.
It's from the Gay Divorcee, 1934.
A film I think I last saw 50 years ago.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I have never seen it. So, okay, so we'll move on. The Gay Divorcee. This you might know.
Oh, gosh. Putting me on the spot, Alan.
It contains just the tiniest hint of chili pepper to awaken the passions.
Oh, is this...
Silence of the Lambs?
Like water for chocolate?
It's a film called Chocolat.
Oh,
yeah.
Made in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one is Ninotchka says, bring me something simple. I never think about food. Matthew, horrified, says, madam, if you don't think about food, what do you think about? Nanachka says, the future of the common people. Matthew says, that's also a question of food.
Tovarish.
Tovarish.
It's a film called Nanachka.
Oh, it's Nanachka.
Oh, boy, what a bust. What a good idea, but...
Well,
so much more interesting if they describe scenes.
Yeah. I think it would be easier if they weren't... if they were films about food,
mm-hmm.
be easier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I can say is I feel like I've forfeited the right to even go to Film Columbia after having failed so miserably on their quiz.
Well, they have some really interesting films.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be honoring Frank Langella.
I know.
And showing some of his films. Is he Frost Nixon? Isn't that the
yes.
film he's in?
Yes.
They're showing that?
Yes. I think they're showing Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually saw him do on Broadway years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he live right nearby and just over the border in Massachusetts?
That I don't know.
I think so.
Hmm.
Anyway.
So what are the...
I just wrote a list of like movies about that center on food or have great food scenes in them that are memorable to me.
Speaking of scenes.
Yes.
May I just ask Matt if he knows about... There's a film, I think it's one of those crazy romance, what do they call them?
Rom-coms?
Yeah, probably. Like Jimmy Stewart and Claudia.
Claudette
Colbert.
There is a term for them, and sophisticated comedy. I don't remember the term right this moment. It'll probably come to me the moment.
I know, I can't remember the term either. But where I think he pushes a half a grapefruit into her face.
I know the scene. It's Jimmy Cagney. It's not a whatever sophisticated comedy. It's sort of a gangster movie.
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's a grapefruit, right?
It's a grapefruit, yeah. He takes a grapefruit and... squeezes it into his girlfriend's face. And when I first lived in Los Angeles, I did research for Richard Lamparski, who wrote the books Whatever Became Of, if you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her.
You met the girlfriend?
I met the girl who had the... Because he was doing a piece about her for one of his books.
And what was her name?
Got me.
Sorry. It was mean of me to ask.
Yes, it was. Though that's the same way I got to meet Iris Adrian.
Iris Adrian?
Right. She was a B-movie actress who did small roles in big films, and probably one of her famous ones was she was with, I think, in Mildred Pierce. She was in jail cell with Joan Crawford, and Joan looks at her and says... What are you doing? What are you in here for? And she said, I just happened to be holding a knife my boyfriend fell on.
See, that Mildred Pierce had some good food in it.
It did?
Oh, yeah. It was all about her pie company, wasn't it?
Pie company or chain of restaurants or something? I don't... Yeah, it was food.
It was food.
It was a food-oriented film.
Yes.
And her daughter didn't think that was worthy.
That's right. And then there was the maid whose daughter was biracial. And, oh, it was very, very...
That wasn't Love is a Many Splendored Thing. That was... I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't that. No. Okay. Anyway, we can talk about movies. About movies that have food in them?
Sure.
Yes, but let me give the phone numbers again. 518.
Okay, go right ahead.
697-7400. Or WGXE.org/donate or mail a check to WGXE care of Wave Farm 5662 Route 23 Acre, New York, 12405, or come to see us right here the way Susan Simon did and bring us a check. And that's at 704 Columbia Street, second floor, across from the Landmark Park at the top of Warren Street, at the east end of Warren Street, and come to our Shabby Chic Studios.
It's 7th Street Park.
7th Street Park.
And it's at the northern end of 7th Street Park.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually northeast, northwest.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's west over there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, so Susan, tell us about these movies.
No, I wrote down a whole bunch of movies.
How many did you have?
I don't know. I just started writing. But I think that, you know, and I'm sorry I didn't get the reference to Big Night, because Big Night, there are two movies that kind of link together for me. And one is The Leopard, which was, I think, probably made in the 50s with Burt Lancaster and Claudio Cardinale and Alain Delon. Mm-hmm. And it's based on Giuseppe di Lampedusa's book of Gattopardo, and it takes place in Sicily, in this, you know, the home of these landed nobility. And there is a scene at the dinner table when the servants bring in the main course and take the lid off, and it's, you know, this beautiful timbale, which translates as drum, and it's a pastry filled with all sorts of delicious things, which they crack open. You can almost smell it and see the steam arising.
The leopard,
yeah. And it sort of, you know, you go up to date, you get to Big Night, which is one of the main characters of Big Night, is also a timbalo drum, but it's not encased in pastry. It's, you know, it's made with, you know, I don't know if you remember this, and they make pasta, they line a bowl with pasta, mm-hmm. and they put lots of filling in it and then dump it over. And that's their point of authentic Italian food. So I always see these movies together, even though they've separated by years and years and years in subject matter. But I have very clear pictures of both of those. And then there are the classics like Babette's Feast. And who, mm-hmm. how can you not remember these scenes of these Durer people who lived on an island practically in the Arctic Circle, who are so pious and joyless, their faces just turning as courses are brought to them by Babette. I mean, this is her mission. She spends her inheritance on feeding these people the most delicious food they've ever eaten. I mean, these are very memorable scenes. And then there are a whole group of Japanese films that are about food, one of which you quoted, but I had no idea it came from Man, Woman, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But then there's Tompopo. Do you remember Tompopo?
No, I don't.
Which is a Japanese movie about a guy who had a ramen shop sort of on the side of the road, and it was kind of bland ramen, you know, noodle soup, and it wasn't doing well until these two delivery guys that delivered milk along their route, so they would stop there, and then it was their mission to help him, you know, make his restaurant the best. And it's told in vignettes, mm-hmm. vignettes of other things that are happening that all pull together to make this movie. And you know, there are things, even Ratatouille, the cartoon.
Oh, I love Ratatouille.
It's a great film.
It's a great film to see that rodent running around making making that great vegetable stew. Mm-hmm.
If he can do it, so can you.
That's right. I what else did I write? Well, I love the movies that Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni made in mm-hmm. a period, the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Right.
And because they're always eating in those movies. She's in the kitchen making some kind of spaghetti. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the ones that come to mind most of all are Marriage Italian Style and Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Do you remember these movies?
I don't. Some of the titles I can recollect, but I had a deprived childhood in the sense that I lived in a little village that did not have a movie theater. And to go to the movies, you had to get on a Greyhound bus and go to Pennsylvania because we were close to the border. Really? New York State and Pennsylvania. Yeah. So, and it was, I hate to say this, but it was before television.
You don't have to say it to me. I know that.